science.
You want the cat to hear this? You will. Cat lovers, or perhaps cat detractors, gather around. We have some new research, and it's just in from the science community. It claims to reveal once and for all whether your feline friend actually loves you, or something like that. Olivia Willis is a health reporter for ABC Science and ABC RN, our research filterer for the evening. Olivia, welcome.
Hello.
Are you a cat person, just by the by?
Look, I'm not. And so I was a little, my reporting might be a little biased in this because my experience with cats is that they're very aloof and grumpy and not particularly interested in people. So I was skeptical of this research.
Well, this is precisely the point. The research says they're not as aloof as they seem.
That's right. So it looked at, it basically what it did is the research kind of looked at attachment styles. And so attachment styles are based on something called attachment theory that was developed in the 1950s. And the idea of that is that it suggests that early in our life, people predominantly form one of four styles of attachment to their kind of parents or caregivers. And that's either secure or insecure. So secure attaches are people who are generally comforted and feel safe in a kind of parent or caretaker's presence, mm-hmm. whilst insecure attaches, they might be kind of clingy or over-dependent, or conversely avoidant and a bit disinterested, or a bit of a combination of both.
Sounds like cats and dogs.
It does a little bit, right? Well, the study found that cats, similar to what they found in children and dogs actually, can form emotional attachments to their owners, including that kind of secure attachment. So the idea being that the presence of their owner, you know, helps them to feel calm and safe and comfortable enough to kind of explore their environment.
How do they know?
Well, they looked at, about, I think, 79 kittens and 40 adult cats and their owners.
I'm trying to work that out as a proportion of the total global cat population.
Yeah, not
pretty
small. Large. And it was a fairly short experiment, about 6 minutes. So basically what they did was each owner spent 2 minutes with their cat or kitten, after which they then left the room for a couple of minutes and then they returned for another 2 minutes. And they found that about 2/3 of cats appeared to be less stressed when the owner kind of came back in than when they were separated, you know, showed that kind of balance of moving around and being comfortable in their environment and also wanting a bit of contact from their owner, which the researchers say that's, you know, evidence of a secure attachment.
Yeah.
And then conversely, the ones, the kind of remaining third showed behaviours that were associated with insecure attachment. So they seemed to be kind of stressed out when their owners got back, either seeking some cuddles or avoiding contact altogether, which you might think more of as an insecure attachment. And interestingly, they say that the kind of split between insecure and secure, that, you know, 60 to 40 is represented in what they see in children and also in research they've done with dogs.
See, I see, you know, if you walk into a room and a cat approaches you and acts sort of cuddly, I often detect sort of a long-term game in that, which may not be really around affection.
I know. Well, yes. I think that that's actually one of the criticisms of this research.
Well, so there was a fair bit of criticism, was there not?
There was. So other researchers who look either specifically at human-cat relationships or just at animal behaviour in general say that, you know, the main limitation of the study is that they didn't repeat the experiment with strangers, which means that the cats, you know, may have been responding kind of more generally to social support, I suppose, from human presence rather than kind of showing a particular attachment to individuals. And they kind of said that, you know, kittens do show attachment to their mothers, but there isn't quite enough evidence to show that that attachment extends to their owners too, because as you say, their affectionate kind of behavior might simply be the result of, you know, being reinforced that it's advantageous to have a good relationship with humans.
Playing with our emotions.
That's exactly right.
Working with friends, Olivia. Mm. This science, this piece of research says no. Working alongside your friends reduces your productivity.
How disappointing.
I know.
Well, so there is some research that shows that having friends at work or working alongside friends can make you more likely to remain in a job. But there's a new bit of research from the University of Hong Kong which looks specifically at the impacts of productivity. And they found that on average, workers were about 6% less productive when they were working next to their friends. And that was the key. The friend had to be sitting directly or working directly next to them rather than just across from them or, say, in the same working space. Mm. And they contend the reason is that if you're next to your colleague who's also a friend, you'll spend more time kind of socialising and gossiping.
But you might be happier in the workplace.
Well, that's exactly right. I think there's certainly other benefits, right, from having a social work environment, but they were specifically looking at productivity and found that there's a bit of a decline there.
Okay, well, I'm prepared to sort of chance myself here and say that there may be gains in productivity from being happy in the place where you work, which, you know, could even outweigh that.
I think that's a pretty fair
assessment. I've got no research with which to test this proposition.
I think that's a pretty reasonable proposition. I mean, this was quite a specific kind of context that they looked at it. So it was researchers were looking at workers in Vietnam who worked to, their job was to fillet fish in a seafood processing plant.
You want to do that with a buddy.
Exactly.
Olivia, thank you so very much.
No worries.
Olivia Williams has been looking at our research filtering this evening. She's a health reporter for ABC Science and ABC RN.